absolutely. It is a very fluid situation, and we're keeping an eye on everything. Nationally and locally, things are changing from day to day. But we just want to continue to encourage everyone to look to reliable sources. Just so everyone knows where we're getting our information, we're looking at info and updates from the CDC, the Minnesota Department of Health, the South Dakota Department of Health, and then also our affiliates, Sanford and Good Samaritan, are constantly putting out good messages with facts that we are trying to just share with all of our patients and those that follow us. It's great information. And so, just continue to look at reliable sources. That's one main thing. And you'll see the same messages over and over. If you're out on Facebook or any of the social medias, there's a lot of information. Much of it is the same, but we are just echoing some of that. To help prevent the spread of COVID-19, number one, practice good hand hygiene. Number two, social distancing. Really think about the non-essential interactions and avoid those if at all possible. It's easy to look at your day and say, maybe I don't really need to do that. Just to help keep the social distancing piece as a main part going forward for the next few weeks. Continue to clean those high-touch areas, much the same as we see with when influenza is high. The doorknobs, the phones, make sure we're keeping our phones clean because those are right up by our mouth. Our hands, we're touching those all the time. So make sure we're taking the extra steps to clean some of those high-touch areas. Another thing you'll see out there right now is the message of flattening the curve. That one is exploded over social media the last few days, and it's a really simple message. And what we want to simply define it as we as healthcare, your local healthcare, we can't take care of everyone. If we can minimize the spread of COVID-19, we can spread out the amount of care needed at any given time and possibly prevent the worst-case scenarios we've seen play out in other places around the globe. If everyone hits at once, we're not able to take care of everyone. So that's what they mean by flattening the curve. It's just instead of having a spike of everyone gets sick at once, it's spreading it out and in hopes to prevent more people from getting sick. But as those that do get sick present at the hospital, we're then able to take care of them. So that's what you'll see out there by flattening the curve. That's a key message that's going around right now, and it's a great message. So that's one thing. Now, you might ask what we're doing up here at the hospital. We are still business as usual. If you have an appointment, we encourage you to keep that appointment. We are taking steps to make sure we're separating those that are presenting with any symptoms that are close to the flu or COVID-19, to separate those from everyday patients, those that have some of their physicals and some of those appointments that they'd normally have. So what we are asking is if you have any of those symptoms, the fever, cough, shortness of breath, please call ahead. By calling ahead, it gives us the chance to ask you some additional screening questions that help give us better guidance on how to direct you. We have some visitor restrictions in place. Visitors are restricted to immediate family members and only one visitor per patient, but that visitor or family member will be screened as they enter to make sure they're healthy before they can visit. So those additional questions you'll be asked when you call ahead will help us direct you, and we will help as you walk through the door. We'll get a mask on you and maybe put you in a different area than someone coming for their regular appointment. Just want to remind people, if you have an appointment, feel free to keep it. We are still working to keep you well, no matter what ailments you have. If you're dealing with strep or if you're dealing with anything else, we are still doing those regular appointments. We're just taking the steps to keep those people separate from those that might present with symptoms that are flu-like or COVID-like. We are ready to test, and we are testing, and we anticipate the testing will ramp up as this progresses. We then have to send those tests off to get the results, but we are capable of doing the testing. We anticipate that to increase as the days go by in hopes that we don't see it increase, but we are prepared for that. Yep. Exactly. Because, you know, in healthcare, we're still going to be delivering babies. We're still going to be dealing with people that present to the emergency room. But if you are dealing with those symptoms, please call ahead, because it allows us to handle you differently. And we've got different protocols in place that will help keep you from interacting with others. Because even the flu is still going around. We want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence to keep you separated from those that are coming to deliver a baby, or those that are coming because they've got a child with an ear infection. Those life still goes on with that. So we want to make sure that we are still taking care of everyone. Absolutely. Just a few more things I wanted to talk about. We are so grateful for the community partnerships that have continued to be strengthened through dealing with COVID-19. We look at Ortonville School District and how they're helping support healthcare workers and anyone with essential community services. Big Stone Therapies has helped step up. We are partnering with a lot of community members in ensuring that if we see the worst case scenario, that we are ready to handle it, and they're there to support us. We have a fantastic community here that has got behind healthcare and actually gotten behind the entire community just to help make sure we're moving forward. And the last thing is probably a selfish plea, but I just want to encourage people, reach out to your friends, your family members, neighbors, or any acquaintances who are in healthcare or other essential community services like law enforcement, EMTs, electric, water, grocery, to see if you can help out by dropping off a meal, shoveling a sidewalk if we do get snow like they're talking. We hope we don't. running errands, providing daycare, any way you can be of service to those that are still having to be out there serving the people. We just ask that you see how we can continue to be great neighbors and be such an amazing community to just stay strong. So, yeah, other than that... It's wonderful. We like I think Dr. Al said last time he was on, we've been preparing for this. Because of previous issues that never fully got to the pandemic like we're dealing with now, we've practiced some of these processes. Now, this one is different. There have been some new curveballs thrown at us, but our team is fantastic. In our regular meetings, we're getting together to discuss, okay, how can we make this better? How can we tweak this process to make sure we're still offering the best care available? And so I'm so thankful for the people we have here, the plans we have in place, and I think you'll witness a community that has just jumped in, stood behind it, and we've continued to be strong throughout it. Thanks so much. Have a good one.